You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Time now to go to the podium and hear from the Browns defensive coordinator, Jim O'Neill.
Everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Enjoyed the rare holiday off. I don't think that's ever happened in my NFL career. So I know it's nice for all of us in this, in the professions we're in, to have a day to spend with our families and enjoy the holiday. My wife killed it. She fed 15 people. She did a great job. So it was a great day. Questions?
What do you want to see accomplished over these last 6 weeks? I know it's a game-by-game business, but what are you hoping to get out of your defense?
Our goal hasn't changed on defense. We want to play dominant defense. You know, it was good over the bye to go back and study ourselves, what we're doing well, what we're not doing well, what we can do better, what we have to do better. But the mentality in the room hasn't changed.
What jumped out to you when you were evaluating on what you need to do better immediately?
Just a bunch of things. You know, there was, first start with me, you know, things I could do better in specific situations to help the guys make plays. Some scheme things that we thought were good that weren't as good as we thought. You know, just going back, looking at the win losses, you know, throughout the first 10 games of the year, just some guys that maybe were better suited in different roles than maybe what we were playing them. And so we learned a lot about ourselves throughout the course of the bye. It's always good to kind of step back, and you're not in a mode where you got to work at warp speed and kind of figure it out because, you know, you got an opponent coming up. So it was good. It was good.
When you told us all this time that, well, the scheme's always worked in the past, so it should work now. Could teams have figured out what you guys do? You know, like the run and shoot doesn't work anymore.
No, but our scheme changes every year. You know, I think that the foundation of the scheme remains there, you know, and there's a lot of teams in the NFL that are running kind of the nuts and bolts, the core concepts of the scheme. But each year you tailor it to your personnel and you tailor it to what you feel like you do best.
Jim, how has Justin Gilbert responded to being a healthy scratch?
Up until, you know, the day off, he had a good practice. So he had a couple good practices last week during the bye. So our corner situation is, you know, Tremont's going to start. If Joe's healthy, obviously Joe's going to start for us. If Joe's not healthy, we got four guys that are in a battle that's new every week. And whoever performs the best that week of practice are the guys that are going to go out there and play for us.
Hey, Jim, two guys we just discussed individually, Kalon and then Gibson, just the two guys separately.
Yeah, Kalon has he's had a great year for us. I don't know the numbers, but there hasn't been a lot of footballs caught on him in the slot. He's done a great job for us. We are continuing to find ways to put him in the harder down in passing situations, meaning we're trying to put him in some more zero situations and find jobs that we typically did for Joe on the outside, ways to do that similar stuff with Kalon on the inside. He's been that kind of player for us in our system. Excellent blitzer, has really grown up as far as the meeting room's concerned and the questions he asks and his attention to detail. So I can't speak more highly of Kalon. As far as Gip's done a great job. He's, you know, he was dinged up a little bit early in the year. He's done a good job playing within the structure of the defense, getting his job done. So he showed up in the run game. He's had some big hits for us, running the alley and supporting the run for us this year. I think that some quarterbacks are avoiding him a little bit down the middle of the field, but those opportunities will come for him.
Is Kalon just, I mean, talk about how well he plays in the slot. Is he just too small to move outside? I mean, has there ever been thought that he's playing well and you've got these other guys that you can't really seem to find one guy? Has there ever been a thought of moving him
We've thought about that as a coaching staff. We've talked about it, and we just feel like he's better suited for us in the slot right now.
Help me understand. I know you guys play man. That's the foundation. But when you lose your best man cover guy, it seems like when you put, especially going back to Pittsburgh, when you got like a guy like Gaines just off the IR designated return, Desir, who's not Joe Hayden, and a converted safety trying to cover Antonio Brown or Ryan on deep routes, and man, it looks like a round peg in a square hole.
Yeah, well, we actually, against Pittsburgh, we actually played a lot more zone than we did man. We didn't play much man in that game at all. So, you know, we have adapted as the year's gone on to suit what we have back there. And but a lot of our zones still, they have man principles within them. So, but, you know, we do play a lot of zone.
So in that game, it was more zone than we would have probably seen from the night.
It was probably more zone than I've called all year.
How do you get a guy like Gaines back? You know, you guys talk about his confidence and everything. Do you worry about that after a game like the other day?
Not with Gaines. I don't worry about it. So it's with some guys, but I mean that was his first NFL experience. He did some good things. He had some plays I'm sure he wishes he had back. He has some plays I wish he had back. But I mean that's just part of being a young DB in this league. If you know you're gonna, it's baptism under fire, and that's just the way it is. If you can't respond from those situations and getting beat deep a couple times, you're not gonna make it in this league as a DB.
Jimmy, you mentioned how you try and tailor the system to your strengths or whatever. So, 10 weeks into this thing, now that you've had some time to look and evaluate, where would you say those strengths are on the defensive side of the ball right now?
You mean like personnel-wise or you mean schematically?
Yeah, personnel-wise,
or
scheme, what do you think you guys are doing well? What do you think you can build on?
Well, I think that the one thing we learned is there wasn't one major schematic thing that jumped out on us. You know, it was we were in this defense, we got hit for a long one. We were in this defense, we got hit for a long one. We were in this personnel group, we got hit for a long one. So you wish it was you go back and, hey, every time we called undercover four, we, they're averaging 8 yards a play and we gave up 12 explosive plays on it. So, oh, that's easy, that's out. That wasn't the case. The one thing that we did find was most of our mistakes came when we might have had a breakdown in communication. So what we're really trying to emphasize with our guys is, guys, we got to communicate at every level of the defense. And most of that falls on our safeties and our inside backers. It starts with the safeties, it goes to the inside backers, and the inside backers got to get it to the front. So that was the first thing that we kind of discovered that we needed to get better at. But, when our guys are out there and they're communicating and we're executing as a defense and I'm doing a good job putting them in position to make plays, we've played really well at times. So we're just trying to build on that, keep executing, keep playing together, keep playing good team defense, trust that the plays are going to come to you. You don't have to break structure to make plays. And I like how the guys have come back after the bye. We had some great practices last week. We had a great practice to start the week. They're into the meetings. So I'm excited for the last 6 weeks of the 6 weeks of the season here.
And there's one of Danny Shelton. He's been kind of hard on himself.
Season,
just from listening to the outside noise standpoint and also just impact plays and things like that.
I've been happy with Danny. He's done a good job for us in the middle of the defense. I like the fact that he's hard on himself and that he has high expectations of himself. We have very high expectations of him. He's got that edge that we want in defensive players. So, I think that he's only going to continue to get better and better the more he plays in this league.
You guys have 22 passing touchdowns all last year and 21 to date. So how much of that is because of a lack of pressure on the quarterback?
I'd have to go back and study some of those, the 22 we gave up last year to the 21 we've given up this year. But I don't want to sit here and say that they're all as a result of us not putting pressure on the quarterback. That's
a factor. I'm not getting as much.
When you're playing great in the secondary, the defensive line probably doesn't get enough credit. Mm-hmm. And when you're not playing good in the secondary, Some of it on the D-line, sure, you know, because sometimes if you make mistakes or you bust the coverage, if somebody gets a great rush, you know, that ball never gets completed. So it works both ways. You know, to play great in the secondary, you need to play great up front. And, you know, so at times we have, at times we wish we would get some better pressure.
Jim, one of those analytics sites that Nate Orchard has one hurry this year, you talk about his development as a pass rusher and why maybe he hasn't given you the impact in that area that you'd assume would come from a second-round pick?
Well, Nate's out there on early downs for us right now. Most of the pass rush situations, what I talked about last week or 2 weeks ago with you guys, you know, that's, you got Krug out there, you got Armani Bryant. So he hasn't had a ton of opportunities, but I'm happy with where Nate is. You know, you watch him in practice, he's developed a couple good pass rush moves. You know, you could see him growing as the year's gone on, just watching him in one-on-one drills, watching him win against our offense in practice situations. And he's been close. I wouldn't agree with whatever that site is you're talking about. I rarely do anyway. But he has been close on more than just one rush this year.
That was defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill from his press conference earlier today. We're going to grab a break. We are 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.